designated. She was talking to him in between.
Yud Gimel Elul, Friday the 28th of August. Zokain ve'enin lefi kavodo. Can zilzul covered Hatorah ever be okay?
Hi, good morning, everyone. So, in this week's parasha, we come across a very interesting mitzvah, which we're very familiar with, which is the mitzvah Lashavas Aveda. The pasuk says, in Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Aleph, Lo Yisira Es Shor Achicha Oyaseya Yinidachim. If you see your brother's ox, Oyaseya, or his lamb, Nidachim, cast off, there's a lamb to mehem, and you hide yourself from them, don't do that. Rather, Hoshev Toshivim Lachicha. Rather, you should, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that you should return it to your brother. Mitzvah which we're all familiar with. And the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Bel Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, says, V'salamta mehem, minanim milid tonar abonim, v'salamta, that a person shouldn't hide himself, but the Gemara is medayik, pa'amim sha'atim isalim. There are instances where you can turn away. That means a person sees an abeda that belongs to someone else on the street, he's clearly aware that it belongs to someone else, and he knows that this is someone, there might be someone around the corner who's crying because they've lost it, and he's seen it, but he's allowed to be misalim, he's allowed to look away. The Gemara Hakeit said, what would be a case? For example, if it's a kohen, it's a beis hakvaros, he can see it clearly, but he can't go in. Or you have a zokin ve'ena lefi chavoydei. The zokin over here should not be confused, as we'll see in the sugya, with someone who's over 70. It's not, but rather a zokin ve'ena lefi chavoydei, which is that someone who's a talmud chacham, someone who is wise in divrei Torah. And it says, there's times when you can turn away. So what I wanted to discuss maybe and explore together today was maybe three shailos on misalim. You see, it's always interesting when there are certain rabbonim, for example, Marash Yeshiva in America, he was a brisker, Rav Meir Stern from Seif. And whenever it came to a lot of shaylos, he was very machmir. He definitely had more than one set of arba minim, shall we say. But when it came to fasting, for example, for people who were sick or cholim, then he was seemed to be very makel. And almost anyone who asked a shaylos if they were antibiotics or anything, why are you even fasting? Fashteitzach, you're not fat. You shouldn't fast. You would go to other rabbonim, and they had a different opinion. So someone once asked him, how come the Rashiva is so makel when it comes to fasting? And he said that his Kabbalah from his rebels in Brisk was that he's not being makel, rather he's being machmir, right? Because he was being machmir on looking after yourself, right? On b'chai bohem. So, whenever we're faced with any chumras, we know that there are chumras which can be kulos and kulos which can be chumras, which bring us to an interesting shaila. For example, let's bring a Zokibeinu Lefi Chavoydei scenario. There's a Tam Chocham walking down the street. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is walking down the street. I think we all agree it's Tam Chocham. And he sees a huge stuffed Minnie Mouse. Right? But I'm not talking about the small ones. I'm talking about like a really, really big one. And it's got the little red shoes on and a big bow in its hair. And you can imagine, whoever bought this Minnie Mouse probably spent a lot of money on it. And it's probably very upset because it's thrown behind the bushes. But it's probably the size of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So for him to walk with this Minnie Mouse through the street, maybe zokin ve'ena lefi chavoydei. Now what happens if Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, look, you know, mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, how often do I walk on the street? How often do you find a Minnie Mouse? How often do you get a schus of, imagine the smile on that child's face when you give it back to her or him. So, he says, you know what, I'll take it. Is he allowed to, and this was the title of the shiur, is he allowed to be mezalzel b'chavad HaTorah? Or could you say, no, actually, this is zokin v'nechodi, parmashat misalim, that you're allowed to turn away, but if you want to, then you can. That's the shaila number one. Shaila number two is, even if we say, let's say, for example, as we'll see, there are some opinions that one is not allowed to. How do we understand this in the context of the other Gemaras that we've learned, which we're all familiar with, of Rava Malach Shivuta, of the Gemaras, which the Gemara says that all the Amiraim used to get ready for Shabbos and prepare and cut wood and do all different things, which are seemingly Eino Lefi Chavoydai. And what are exact halachic boundaries of where one can and one cannot? We find that Reb Zera used to dance, and there's a whole sichsuch in the Gemara which we'll see. So again, where is it that you're allowed to and where is it not allowed to? It's clearly not a case of where you're always allowed to. In fact, sometimes it's encouraged. So what are the exact halachic parameters of where one is allowed to be mezalzel or seemingly be mezalzel chavatera and when one is not? And the third shayla, which will be interesting to discuss, is let's say one would be allowed to. Let's say we'll find an opinion that it's just a heter to be misalim, but it's not a chiyuv to be misalim. What would be about the prutah to Rabbi Yosef? We know that by when someone is being there's a sukkah prutah to Rabbi Yosef in Bava Metzia, that if someone is oisuk in a mitzvah, oisuk mitzvah in a mitzvah, someone's oisuk in hashavas aveda, he's looking after this cat that needs milk, and someone comes to the door and he's asking for money, then prutah to Rabbi Yosef, you don't go to the door to go and deal with it because you've got this mitzvah hashavas aveda. But now, if we're saying that this person voluntarily chose, this Zokin voluntarily chose to return this Minnie Mouse, would he also have the Ptura of Prutah to Rabbi Yosef in such a case? So those are the three Shailas which maybe we can look at, hopefully get a little bit more of an understanding in what it is Zokin in Lefli Chavoydai, and maybe understand exactly what the Nekudas HaMachlekas is. So, the Rambam, in Hilchos Gezeila Ba'aveda Perik Yudalot Halacha Yudkimol, goes like this. Motzo sack lekupa. Someone finds a sack, a big rubbish bag, it seems black bin bag. Im hoya chacham oizokin mechubud. He's a zokin ve'ena levi chavoyda. She'ein daiki little kelim elu it biyoda. It's not his usual way to walk around with these types of things. Then the Rambam uses a very interesting lashon. The Rambam says, Einoi chayev lehitapil behen. Right? He is not mechuyev to be metapil behen. So you see straight away that the Rambam's learning not that he is not allowed to. It doesn't say einoi reshoi lehitapil behen. It's not that he's not allowed. Einoi chayev lehitapil behen. He's not mechuyev to be metapil with them. That means if he wants to, he can. Whereas the Rosh of Anot says the opposite. The Rosh says over here that it's also for the Zokim in Lefi Chavoydai to be metapel behem. So we see very interesting machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Literally, how to understand this Vesalam to Pa'om Sha'at Misalim. The Rambam says Pa'om Sha'at Misalim, Pa'om that you're allowed to be Misalim. The Rosh says Pa'om Sha'at Misalim, there's Pa'om where you're Mechuyev to be Misalim.
Yeah, so the
Loshon of the Rosh here, often not. Just get Motto Sakupa, Emedaki Litoil, Hareze Lo Yitoil. Right? Hareze Lo Yitoil, which is that you shouldn't take, not Eino Chayev. Rather, Hareze Lo Yitoil, the Rosh is saying that you shouldn't take it. Hareze Lo Yitoil. Later. It's interesting because Maisa, you see the machlokas, when we'll see it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear that the machlokas machaber Ramo, and the Ramo passages like the Rosh, is very clear again, the same lashon.
Not allowed to?
Yeah. No, he's not allowed to. So the lashon of the Rambam is Eine Chayev, and all the Prima Godom Chavis Yorah, they all learn this machlokas. As you'll see throughout the Achronim, it's very clear that this is Nekudah. Is it permitted, not allowed to, once if you voluntarily want to? Derech Agav, I was just thinking, this is completely on the side, the machlokas is, how do you learn the Zilzul HaKovet here? Because the lashon and the Gemara is Ve'enu Lefi Kavoy Doi. It's not a fee his covered, right? So is it something which is the Nekud over here, whether he's being mezalzel in his covered? That means it's something which is his personal honor, or is it covered at Torah? And if it's a covered, it could be perhaps that Machloikas is over here, how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara's Loshon isn't ve'enu lefi covered at Torah, it's ve'enu lefi kavoy doi. But if it's not his kavod, he could be. He can, as we see, the Gemara says that Tamal Chacham Shemachal al Kavoy Doi Kavoy Mochel. But on the other hand, can't. And we see that Rabbi Abramsky, when he used to live in this country, used to be very. It's known that he used to be very makbid on Kavod HaTorah, and he would tell people to stand up for him. And someone once asked him, "Why are you being so machmir on your gaiva, so to speak?" And he said, "It's not my gaiva. It's not my kavod. I'm teaching people how to be mechabad HaTorah. Right? It's what he represented." So it could be that the shayla over here is, "What is this zilzul in? Is it in his kavod or in his Kavod HaTorah?" I'll go upon him. We've got clearly a machlokes Rambam and Rosh that say whether that the machlokes over here is that how to learn the Gemara. Do we learn v'salam to pamashat misalim that he's not chayv to, or that hareza liyato that he shouldn't? And the shayla over here is what the nafkamina would be if he decided he wanted to, would he be allowed to? And the mechaber in Simreish Samach Gimel paskins like the Rambam that you can, and the Ramah off and not over there says paskins that you can't. The question is, according to the Rosh, according to the Rambam, that we understand that there are times when one could choose not to. But the Rambam says, "Hareisa ein chayav." He's not chayav to take. According to the Rambam, that says that voluntarily he could take. Then all the questions we asked are very clear, because Rava Malach Shivuta, Rava chose in those instances to cut or to dance in front of Rav Zira, to dance in front of a chosn and kala. It's very clear why we find other cases where Meroim, so to speak, were mezalzel, because according to the Rambam, you can choose to be mezalzel. But according to the Rosh, who says that harezeliyatan, you're not allowed to take, then the question that we're left with is, why do we find some instances like the Meroim, when they were preparing for Shabbos, they used to cut wood, they used to salt fish, they used to dance in front of a chosn and kala in where it was clearly not lefi kvoidoi. Why is it that sometimes yes and sometimes not? So, the Maisel and also Shulchan Aruch Chaim Rish Nun, it brings down that when it comes to be preparing for Shabbos, then there's no such thing as something which is lowly. And the Mechaber says, the person shouldn't say, you know, I'm not going to be pegeh in my kavod, ki zeu kavodoi, because this is his kavod, shemechabed es haShabbos, right? And the Maisel Mishnah Berurah says, even the most choshev person shouldn't say that preparing for Shabbos is beneath his dignity. Why? Because zel kavoidoi shemechaved es haShabbos. So the shayla is, surely by a Shabbos Aveda, one should be able to say the same thing. Zel kavoidoi she'isa es hamitzvah shel haShabbos Aveda. So what is the difference between what we see clearly? There's no machlokes Rambam and Rosh when it comes to, let's say, Hilchos Shabbos, Hachana for Shabbos. We see everyone agrees, Zel Kavoidoi, he's being Oisak in this mitzvah, Shemachabit is a Shabbos. But when it comes to Hashavas Aveidah, we don't say Kizel Kavoidoi. So I can see on your faces that the Nafkamina you're thinking is, Bin Odin Lachavir, Bin Odin Lamokim. You were thinking the Prima Godim. Of that it's will come to you. I know what you think. You're thinking Prima Godim. That it's not nafkamina whether it's apparent or not. Yeah, that's the Prima Godim. But I say, but you want to say. The Shailis Reb Zeira, we saw that he danced in front.
When you're doing it, that's already the mitzvah.
You're giving the shiur next week. the Prima Godim says that. We'll see. But Betzina, the Gemara doesn't even say. Then that also, if it was the difference between Betzina and Befahesia, then the Shulchan Aruch should very clearly say that Kizel Kodesh, but only when it's in private. He doesn't say that. There's no enough. The Shulchan Aruch just says Kizel Kodesh.
Salting fish in the privacy of his own.
Hang on a second. No, that's what I'm saying, but the dancing and the fish is the same.
Well, it should be different, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. According to you and Afghan, it should be different. That's the shayla. So coming back to this a second, what are we discussing? The question is like this. Going back to Lucas Rambam and Rosh, whether by Ashavas Aveda a person would be allowed to Asokim in Vichvoida, is he allowed to take the prerogative and decide he wants to return it? But we've got a question that according to the Rambam we understand why it says by Shabbos a person can or should Kizel Kvoida, because that's what a person can always choose to do. But according to the Rosh, it's very strange. Why by Shabbos Aveda isn't? So the Nafkamina that many of you were thinking was a Nafkamina Tinod Nachavir Bonod Namokim. That means Kizel Kvoida Shemechabed es haShabbos is because it's been odin amokim. It's mechabed es haShabbos. Whereas when it comes to a mitzvah being odin lachaveiroi, that means when it's between you and Hashem, and so to speak, it's the zilzul of the mitzvah between you and Hashem, right? That's what a lot of people think. So therefore, maybe over there, Mashenke, when it's between him and his friend, so he's for his friend's kovod, he's been mezalzel in kovod Kovod Hashem, so to speak, that he couldn't do. But it's very schwer to say such an afkamina.
It's not an afkamina. If you're mechabed Shabbos, so you're mechabed Shabbos, you're mechabed Chosel Kala, you can't be mechabed the Aveda. You're mechabed the Shabbos. It's just doing the mitzvah. But that's not the point. The point is that you've got to transfer.
I hear that what you're saying is that there's not a chefza over here that you can be mechabed. So that you have to the way you're touching is you have to transfer the kovod onto something else, like control C, control V. Okay. You have to transfer the kovod onto something else. Efshar. But you'd have to understand why that would be. That's a chiluk. I'm not sure whether that's a mechalik. In the nekuda, it's a chiluk. The shayla is in the nekuda of the way the londos would work. You still have to understand why would it be that when the transfer of kovod went somewhere else, would it make an afkamina?
Well, then you can say that you become the zazen and the kodel Torah because it's going on to somebody or something else.
Yeah, I hear what you say. It's a nice idea.
Isn't the rikud of the chosin that's been on the lachavera, isn't it?
Oh, so that's the shayla. That's exactly. Mamish, everyone's awake today. It's amazing. That's the shayla. That's the kasha that we had. That means you can't say this nafkamina. That means he was suggesting nafkamina has been on lachaveri but not on lamokim. But the ma'aser we see by Rav Zeira, right, that he wasn't, because that's what the Gemara in Kesubis Yud Zayin on the Aleph. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak was mezalzel. He used to dance in front of a chosin and kala, and Rav Zeira got very upset with him because you had this Murdik and Tamil Chacham, and he was dancing in a way that it wasn't the Ficha Vaidai. And Faket, Rav Zeira got upset with him for being mezalzel with Kavod Chachamim, and actually, it was only when he retracted his view when he saw that there was a fire. He retracted his view when he saw that the fire came down above his head, and then he saw that obviously the Rabbeinu Shlomo was in agreement that he should be mezalzel. Al Kaponim, like you said, you can no longer say the nafkamina is binod lamokim binod lachaveroi, because we see clearly by Reb Zeira that was binod lachaveroi, and it was clearly something which was allowed. So the Chavos Yoreh in Siman Hei asks this shaila, he asks this kasha on the Rosh, according to the Rosh that says that a person by Shavas Aveda cannot go the extra. According to the Rosh that says that by Shavas Aveda a person cannot go the extra mile. Then what about the idea by Shabbos, Kizel Kavodah Shemachavadis HaShabbos? So, the Bi'ah Locha brings down the Prima Godim of the Not, which says that it depends, the Nafkamina is like what the gentleman said before he left. That the Nafkamina is as to whether it is apparent that this person is doing a mitzvah. So let's look at this. It's Erev Shabbos, it's Friday afternoon. And someone's in the marketplace, and he's buying fish, or he's salting fish, or someone's on the street cutting wood. It doesn't make a difference. It's very clear that what Rava, or these people were doing, was preparing food for Shabbos. Or by Rav Zeira, and Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok, dancing in front of Chosn and Kala. It's very clear that when the Tamil Chacham comes to Chasna, might act a little bit more jovial than he would usually, that the reason why he's doing that is to be mesameach chosam lekala. Says the Prima Godim. However, when Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he didn't say Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but he says when a big Tamil Chacham walks through the street with a huge Minnie Mouse, doesn't say Minnie Mouse either, but he says, but then in such a case, it's not 100% clear what's going on. A person should be probably don lekavschus what he's doing. But it's not apparent in the etzem mitzvah as he does it that he's doing it. So he says, you could be Zot Prima Godim, even according to the Rosh that says you cannot be mezalzel by Shabbos Aveda, that is not a blanket rule that ain't Zokin Vichavoda can't be mezalzel for Kovod Mitzvah. The Shaila is it apparent at the time when he's doing it that he is being mezalzel for that mitzvah? When it's Shabbos, it's clear it's Shabbos, which is kind of very close to what, it's slightly different, but the same. Along the same parameters. It's very clear that it's Shabbos. It's very clear that it's the Chasna. Therefore, even though you're schlepping this Kovod HaTorah through the streets, it's very clear for what that Kovod HaTorah is going through, because there's the Kovod HaShabbos, or the Kovod of that person. Masha'in came by HaShabbos HaVeda, a person's carrying this huge toy through the street, or this rubbish bag, or whatever it is, then there's nothing clear about that as to show what the Zilzla Kovod is for. And therefore, almost like Control-C, Control-V, you can't copy and paste that Kovod onto something else. You can't. There's not that apparent nafkamina. But the interesting Shaila, Rav Chanan asks, and Tirit Shirami says, in that case, what was Rav Zeira upset about? Rav Zeira saw, we said that Rav Zeira, when he saw When he saw Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak dancing, he got upset. That's how you mezalzel kavanat. Hang on a second. It's clear that it's being apparent. According to Rima Godim, what was Rav Zera thinking? Zokta Vachonon, a very interesting chat. He says no. He says Rav Zera was thinking like you. Rav Zera thought the nafkamin was being nadal makam and on a chaver. You can't be mezalzel and kavod Hashem for your friends. You can't mezalzel and kavod Torah for your friend. You can mezalzel and kavod Torah. But then he saw that the fire came down, so you chapped, Zokta Vachonon, so you chapped. The nafkamin must be whether it's apparent or not, like the prima godim. That was his backwards and forwards. That's Zokta Vachonon. The shaila is, it's not so fine and dandy, because the Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Amud Beis brings down Omar Rabba Rav Huna, Haitzov Rabbanon, the Yod of Sab Dusov, the Zila Bey Milsa, the Mazel of Eidaina, the Zutiminei Le Lazel. Rabba Rav Huna brings an interesting case. You've got a Meridik Atam Chacham who knows Eidos for his friend. There's a mitzvah to give Eidos for his friend. And the Beis Din that he's going to go to is a much lower level of Talmidei Chachomim that he would go and give Eidos in front of. Now it's interesting, this sounds like a very Gaiva de Gazach, but again, with the introduction we gave to Rambramski, he's obviously not worried about his kovod, because then there's no excuse, you're not worried about your kovod, he's worried about the kovod atira. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Shavuos, Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara says, he should, loy lezel, he shouldn't go. And... Sorry? That's what I'm saying, that's the Gemara, that's the Sukkiah. Yeah. So the Shaila is, so according to the Rambam, the Shaila is according to the Rosh and the Prima Godim's Nafka Minna. The way we learned the Prima Godim's Nafka Minna was, it's funny, yeah. According to Prima Godim's Nafka Minna, that he said the difference whether it was apparent or not, which is the way that we kind of answered all the sugyas. L'chaira, when someone's doing a mitzvah of giving Eidos and Beis Din, it's 100% clear that what he's doing. So even if there's a Zilzal HaKavod, it's for that you've got the paste, you've got the place where you're pasting it to it. It's for the covenant of the mitzvah. It's completely apparent what it is, what he's doing. So why is it, and the Maaseh is also even more shver, because the Gemara brings a raya from Zokim in Lefi Chavoyde by Ashava Saveda. So it mamashes, the Gemara says, how do we know this from, we learn this from Zokim in Lefi Chavoyde. So how do these two things correlate, according to Prima Godin? So the Maaseh, it is shver, what's interesting is if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Shemishpat Simuchav Ches Sifhei, that it brings down this halacha about Leilezel Basadusa, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch over there, and the Ramah doesn't argue, all right? Because the Ramah was like the Rosh. Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, which everyone agrees, is that with Einoi Chayev Leilech, all right? That they're learning that Gemara, all right? Leilezel as Einei Chayev Leilich. So Bishloma, according to the Rambam, I understand why they touch the Gemara like that. According to the Rosh, what he's saying is that the translation or the understanding of it is because it's apparent, he could go. So Leilezel is just Einei Chayev Leilich. But it's still very shver, according to Prima Godin, because why is it then in that case that the Gemara brings a riot from Ashava Saveda? By Ashava Saveda, you cannot go. By Eidos, you can go, but we'll just say you don't have to go, because it's apparent. But you're bringing a raya from something where a case where it was not apparent to the case where it was apparent. So it's very much neiter. According to the Rambam, it's a lot more glatt how to understand this Gemara. According to Prima Godim, understanding of the Rosh, it's left a little bit schwer. And the Maaseh of the Prima...
There is a possibility.
Yeah, so that's... What you have to say is that the way the Gemara is understanding is like this. There's a sukkah of Zokim Ve'ena Lefi Chavoydai, right? You're going to have to decipher some cases where you're allowed to be Mekel because it's apparent, and some cases where you're not allowed to be Mekel because it's not apparent. But the concept is, Zokim Ve'Lefi Chavoydai Be'etzim is Potter. Is he Potter Aval Osor or Potter Anikvi Me'achik? So the Gemara says the concept of bringing from there. Lo Yilezel, according to Prima Godim in the Rosh, is... This case, he can choose to go like the Rambam, but in the case that we bring from, he can't. But that was, you have to see a different time, that you have to look into. Yeah, exactly.
Matter of degree or whether you can.
Exactly. But the Maaseh, if you're learning the Gemara as the Rambam, it does flow a lot easier. The Gemara is all glass, all the way through. If you ask the question, as it said on the advertisement for the last week, when can one be mezalzel? When come on be mazalzel? According to the Rambam, a person can always choose to be mazalzel, whether it's apparent, not apparent, not a chaver, but not a mokim. A person can always choose mazalzel. According to the Rosh, it's according to the Prima Godim's understanding of the Rosh, it depends whether it's clear or not. And in the case of Eidos, even though the Gemara says leilezer, what it means is you don't have to.
Interesting, though, the point that you made at the beginning, whether there is a difference when it's kvoidoi, or when it's a global
community. Yes, you're right. I think that is an afkamina. However, having said that, the Gemara and Shavuos ties the two so closely together that it doesn't leave us with a lot of room to maneuver. Because it mamash brings that case of loy lezel, of sadhu, so it brings the edos, and then it says, and we learn that, and we see that from Hashavas Aveda. So it's almost tying those two. Now, Hashavas Aveda, it's clearly a different halacha, according to the Rosh, than edos. So why are you tying the two together?
Edos, it's someone who is much greater in terror, but it's not talking about a god of a doyen. Or a Shabbos Aveda, if someone is ve'eno lifich vaydoi, he can be, let's say, he can be returned.
So what's
what if it would be Rabbi Kanevsky? Maybe over there, it's not just azok ve'eno lifich vaydoi, it's much as kovod ha'Torah for the ganze world.
Yeah, I hear the nafkamina. I'm trying to look at the nafkamina that the Prima Godin makes. You make it...
No, that's a complete...
I say, besides the Prima Godin, you want to make another nafkamina, it can sign. That's what we started with, can sign. My kasha was, according to Prima Godin, how do you learn the Gemara and Shavuos? Yeah. The Har Tzvi in Er Chaim, Chelik Beis of Kotin Gimel, brings down that they asked of Shmuel Salant, whether in a case, according to Prima Godin or the Rosh, forget the Prima Godin for a second, if a person chooses, or let's say according to the Rambam, a person chooses, Zok the Rambam, Eimei Chayev, right? Let's say he chooses, according to the Rambam, he can choose to return that Minnie Mouse. So he's looking after this Minnie Mouse, and someone knocks at the door. In the Prut of Rav Yosef would have dictated, if he would have had a Chi of Hashavas Aveda, the Prut of Rav Yosef would have said that Ha'esek Mitzvah, Potem Mitzvah, you don't answer the door to the Mashulach. But this person has chosen to. So they asked Rav Shmuel Salant whether in such a case you would still have Prut of Yosef, and Rav Shmuel Salant said 100%, for sure. In the Sivas HaMishpat, Siman Ein Dalet, Sivkotan Zion, he argues, and he says no, because he's doing it from his own volition, because he's chosen to return it, he no longer has the Prut of Rav Yosef. So you have machlokas over here when someone isn't mechuyav to, but yet they choose to, and they're allowed to choose to, right? Do you still get the protege of Yosef? And the chayra, just because it's only 3 minutes to nine, is probably dependent on the sugya of oisk mitzvah potman a mitzvah, whether that applies by mitzvah kiyumis or not. When someone is, if you have a mitzvah kiyumis, you've got oisk mitzvah potman mitzvah, you've got mitzvah kiyumis, you're in the middle of doing this mitzvah that you have to do. So oisk mitzvah potman mitzvah, the shayla is, there's another sugya, Bez Hashem, if you invite me back, we can look at it. Of Oisek Mitzvah upon a mitzvah, does that apply with the mitzvah kumas when someone has been mekayim a mitzvah? For sure, when the Rambam is mekayim a mitzvah, he didn't have to be mekayim a mitzvah. Do you still apply Oisek Mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, which he is mechuyav to? So, in summary, let's go back to the beginning, to the three shaylas that we started off with. The pasuk we said says leisir eshir achicha oyasei nidochim v'salamta mehem. The pasuk says v'salamta. That there's a chiyuv that you should not turn away. The Gemara we said says, "Pa'amim sha'atam misalim." There's a time when you are misalim. That's the zokim in elfi chavodu. So we asked the shayla, what happens if someone finds a mini mouse and he decides he wants to be machmir? So according to the Rosh, in Hashavas Aveda, you can never be machmir, and that's what the Ramah paskens. And the shayla then is, what is the nafkamina in other cases? According to the Rambam, in Hashavas Aveda, he's not chayv to, but if he wants to, he can. The second shayla we asked was, what are the exact halachic parameters of when you can and when you can't? Because clearly, even according to the Rosh, who says by Hashavas Aveda you can't, there are times when he says you can. We had multiple suggestions here from the floor of different nafkaminas. According to what we saw from the Prima Godim, the nafkamina is very clear, that it's whether it's apparent at the time of when he's doing that zilzal, is it that it's very clear that he's been mechabed something else? According to the Rebbe Chanan, Reb Zeira's nafkamina before he saw the fire come down from Shemayim was, is it a nafkamina between whether you're being mechabed a person or being mechabed the Rebbeinu Shleilam? We had a suggestion that it was a nafkamina between a heta, a betzina, or Befeh Hesio, a Nafka Minah, whether it's in front, but we can't seem to correlate any of the Gemaras according to that suggestion, so we'll have to put that suggestion to the side until another time. But the according to Rimagadim, the Nakuda is, the Shaila over here, the person needs to ask themselves is, when he's been Mezalzel in his own Kobod, which he represents Kobod HaTorah, is it clear what he's been Mezalzel for? It's almost a question of Maris HaAyin, so to speak. Is it clear? If it's 100% clear, I had to shy that. Once, according to Rimagadim, it's clear. Let's say the Zokin, part of the Nefi Chavoyde, as he's carrying the minimum, he carries a huge banner, like one of these things, on him, right? And it says, I am now being Meshiv Aveda, right? I just say, if someone's blind, he wouldn't be able to read it, but he wouldn't see the minimum either. So it's like could a person himself make it clear, or does it need to be clear from the actual mitzvah? And according to the Londas that you were saying, I don't think that saying it, that writing it is enough. Because according to your Londas, what you understand from Rimagadim is actually that he's been mechabed. He's been mechabed as Hashavas, that he's been mechabed this. Here, there's still nothing to be mechabed. Right, my shaken. If you learn the Prima Godim, it has to just be apparent, has to be clear, so to speak, as a Marisa Ayin type of thing. Then, if someone makes it clear, goes with a megaphone or whatever it is, makes it clear at the time, this is a Hashoah Aveda item. Then maybe even according to Prima Godim, you would be allowed to. But then the question is, so why doesn't the Rosh say Harry Zitler unless he can do it? The Rosh doesn't seem to make enough commitment, which makes it sound like he's the Londis is like what you were saying, that it's actually inherently covered in this. And then the Shaila Proto Yosef, we said, does seem to be Tola on Oiskim Mitzvah part of the Mitzvah. Is that by Mitzvah Kiyumis? Thank you very much. A good shout.